You are tuned into Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
Pastor Ngwenya, good afternoon to you, sir. Welcome and thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us.
Hello?
Yes, my pastor. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Lovely. Welcome back. Thank you very much for taking my call. Really appreciate it. I don't know if we'll be able to cover all that we have missed out on during the week, but today we are supposed to be focusing on the legacy of love, and if we can squash and put in the other stuff that we missed out on, we'll try that. Is that okay, my pastor?
Okay.
All right. So today we're talking about the legacy of love. And so talking about marriage, really, with Pastor Ngwenya. Marriage isn't just about the present, as we all should know by now. It's about building a legacy, right? That impacts future generations, our children, our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren, and so forth. All those future generations. So we're going to discuss how couples, husband and wife, can model healthy relationships and pass on values to their children and community. So, what values do you want your marriage to reflect for future generations as a couple?
Just unpack a little bit again.
I was asking, as a couple, what values do you want as a couple to reflect for your future generations?
Well, every marriage, you know, they have the best plan and the best goals for marriage. No one plans to fail. No one plans to be a mediocre kind. Everyone wants the best. Though the best does not come automatically, we have to do our best to get to the best. So all the parties committed towards a common goal. It's so easy, especially when God is the center of it all, that as we remain focused on the foundation, which is Christ, for our marriage, then we don't have to struggle, you know, to fly high. The outcome is what we desired, just because Christ is there, and got all the way. Then in that way, as our kids are growing, the environment is conducive for their growth. And again, at the right time, they will also, when they are big, the only family they know is the family of their origin. So whatever they will do thereafter is what they have experienced, is what they have seen. So there is a likelihood that this family, the original family, will produce a family similar to it. And that family, again, will also produce the same, you know, that building up the legacy. The father, the son, will always say, I want to treat my mom the way my father treated my mom.
That's right.
Yeah. So that in that way, the legacy is unfortunately, some of families. Of course, it doesn't mean that if we are good and doing our best, automatically we'll reproduce a family like ours. There are times when we have done our best to the best of our ability, but at the end of the day, the outcome is not the desired outcome. But come what may, we need to do our very best so that even if we don't achieve our goal, we can easily say we did our best.
Right.
We did not get the best, but we did that. There's nothing so painful like knowing that I contributed to this situation.
Hey.
And then the consequences, you know, are of a nature that lasts, you know, one generation after another generation. Mm. And you wonder, what is this? Why is this? But then the cause is how we behave ourselves at a certain time.
Right.
But
right.
I thank God that, you know, come what may, at times the Lord takes our failure and out of it, He brings something very best.
So here's my curiosity, Mfundisi. There are these popular values like partnership, like love, like respect. We all know those are things that are important. As pastors, you point us to these in the scriptures time and time again. But what is a problem that I need you to solve is, how do we teach them? How can couples teach their children about love, about respect, about partnership? Yes, it's there. We all know it. But how do we do it? How do we teach our children these things? Love, respect, and partnership.
There's something very strange that you cannot teach kids how to love.
Oh.
But you have to model it. You know, it's like if I want my son to be a good father,
right,
I must model the manhood that a man does this.
Right.
A man does it. In many cases, we say what we don't do.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
We are modeling a different life that is against what we do.
Mm.
This is what we want our kids to be, but this is not what we are. And by the way, the kids, being kids, they are very clever.
Yeah.
They can read between the lines.
Hey!
They can read between the lines. And they can see the father at church.
Mm.
He's an elder. He's a good man. Everyone, but they know the father, what the father is at home.
Mm.
It kills when we are something at church, something that we are not at home.
Hey. Oh, snake them off.
And all I can say is that if I want, besides sitting down with my son,
mm,
and say a man does this,
right,
a man loves this way, more than that, the best way is to model it.
Yeah
is to model it. There's no better teacher than modeling it.
Yay.
Then even if I say nothing, but if I model it, it will get in easy in the minds of our kids.
Yum.
What kills them is when I say something.
Ah.
When I am something else.
Yes, right. Model it. Yeah, Mfundisi. Yeah.
Model it.
Yeah.
Model it. and I tell you, I the way I treat my wife,
mm,
is the way I saw my father,
yeah,
treating my mom.
Yeah.
Yeah, unfortunately, we say one thing and then we do the other thing. Yeah, we ourselves are the ones that kill ourselves.
You know, from this. Yeah.
When we do that, the situation becomes worse than our situation.
Right.
Because, you know, the kids will not take that at the level we left it.
Mm.
It will become worse.
Ooh.
And worse. You know, it will never get better.
Yeah.
Unless God intervenes.
Yeah.
In His own way. Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I think what you're saying, Mfundisi, has struck a chord with me, because I suspect one of the things that we don't realize, he is treating his wife the way he saw his father treating his wife. We almost all the time overlook the fact that even when Upastangwenya beats his wife, it's probably because he saw his father beating his wife.
Yeah.
If his wife is loving and respecting the husband, it's because she saw the mother loving and respecting the husband. But if she is disrespectful and dishonest and all of those things, it's because that was modeled. It's blowing my mind, Mfundis. How does a strong marriage now, Mfundis, positively impact extended family and friends?
You know, we are not isolated. We are in the community.
Right.
We have the friends around us. What we do goes beyond what we can see ourselves. There are people who are watching us, and we don't even know they are watching us.
That's, you know? Right. That's
and
right.
And we become to them what we never thought we were to them.
Yeah.
And same way, when we behave or act below the standard of expectation, they get discouraged, you know, because we did not know that we were a model.
We were their
focus. Everyone wanted to achieve that level.
Right, right.
So love, whatever my family is, it becomes like, how can I put it, that others around me get affected by it. Yeah, like bacteria.
Right.
It doesn't affect one person, but then it spread all around.
Right.
But as you do your best, others are looking, and others. There's a quote I like from the Inspired Pen where she says, if a child is contemplating to get married, the boy must, if your parents are not an example to you, look around in the church for a family that is living up to the standard.
Yeah.
You know, and then approach that family and ask for the guidance. Now I'm trying to say, that particular family may not even aware that somebody, you are not living your life to yourself, but you are also living your very life for others.
Right. Hey, okay. And so what lessons have you learned in marriage that you would share with your younger couples when they come to you and say, Pastor Nguyen, share with us life lessons? What lessons would those be in marriage?
Come again?
What lessons have you learned in marriage, Mfundis, that you would share with younger couples?
Okay. I'll say, when you come into a marriage covenant, you must come with an end in mind. Right from the beginning, as you begin, you must have an end. A commitment to say, come what may, I'll stick to it until I get there. You know? And again, our relationship gets better year by year. By the way, it's either when we begin, we get closer and closer and better in our marriage, or if not, every day we drift far apart. I visited a couple. I was pastoring the church, so after many years, I heard that there's a couple that are no longer together.
Mm.
when I asked the man, I said, man, when I left you guys with this, what happened?
Right.
The man said something that broke my heart. He said, you know, we started many, many years ago. We started
right.
slowly drifting apart from each other. You know, I learned a lesson that right from the beginning is either we are growing into each other or away from
growing
each
apart.
Other. People don't just decide today to break away from each other. But it's a process. Mm. It's a process until they get to a point where they say, hey, I think I'm better off without than with this particular person.
Sure.
You know, so all I'm trying to say, when the man said, we have been drifting slowly apart from each other until we get to a point where we all felt we are better away from each other
right.
than together with each other. You know, this is what I've learned as a marriage counselor as well, that when we do the vows, marriage vows, the pastor will ask, do you take this woman to be your wife? You know, you don't say I will. You say I do. Whatever question is answered in the present continuous tense.
Okay.
That means marriage needs a commitment, or every day it's a life commitment.
Right.
You know, it's a continuous. You'll never say, I did.
Right.
It's never in the past. The commitment, okay. it's with me every day.
I like
it's
that.
Never in the past, but not even in the present, but present continuous.
Right.
But what we do once we get in, we do not match our commitment with the relevant effort so that I keep it up there. I keep it fresh.
So hey.
Young couples, when they come in, they must come with the end in mind.
Right.
That I'm here to stay. Then again, when I'm in, let me not just do nothing. Keep doing your best so that you keep your best. I'll share an example. You know, when you call for a marriage seminar, guess who will come? People who will attend are people who might do without it,
okay.
who are doing very well. Then the people really who need it never show up.
Hey.
The one that needs it. In other words, they are now used
right.
that kind of a life.
Of dysfunction.
And they are at ease with it, you know. But those who come is because they want the best.
Yeah.
And then they will do best so that they keep it. The other thing, once we are in, we take everything for
granted. Yeah.
I'll tell you, in the boxing profession, a boxer tries his best to get the title. Once you are a champion, you don't then relax and say, now I've achieved. The champ do his best to keep the title. You get my point? You have now to defend it. So it's either our marriage gets better day by day or it gets worse by
day.
Some people
by day.
Are just tolerating each other.
Hmm.
You know? They are not, the glue is gone. They are just tolerating, which is a bad situation where we have to tolerate each other. Not be like that.
And then finally, Mpundisi, how can couples maintain a legacy of love even during difficult times? Surely every couple goes through difficult times, and some of those couples get stronger on the other side of these difficult times, but some couples lose it and the marriage comes to an end. So we need answers. How can couples maintain a legacy of love even during difficult times?
You know, thank you so much for that question. you know, there's no perfect marriage. There is no perfect marriage because there are no perfect people. So in other words, when we are together to maintain and to create that legacy of love, the commitment must remain intact that we are together not by accident, but by design.
Right.
We are here to make it work. And if we have that in mind and both of us are equally committed, I tell you, with God on our side, we will make it. And again, and keep a door of communication. And let offer each other a freedom to express their feelings, their concern, without any fear. You know, there are people who are bothered and they want to say something, but they know that if they say something, they're going to make matters worse.
Mm.
So they would rather keep quiet.
Yeah.
You know, offer each other that open door kind of, how can I put it, policy, where we talk about it.
Right.
Where I become myself and I'm at liberty to say what I want to say,
right,
without being threatened. Then in that way, you are able to sort out any differences as soon as it shows.
Right, right.
It shows up.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Hey, Mfundisi, we had a lot to ask you. I mean, this past week, we had a lot. I'm wondering if we cannot clinch an appointment with you to answer some of the other things that we could not. But right now, I understand our time is up. But I want to thank you very much, Mfundisi, for coming through and talking to us. We really appreciate your time, your insight, and your ability to communicate these to us. May God bless you and have a blessed preparation day and a Sabbath tomorrow. Thank you, Mfundisi.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. And I must apologize that I made a commitment to be available, but other things that were not even planned just kicked in and I could not do otherwise but to disappoint you guys.
I understand, Mfundisi. It's all right. It's all right, old man. It's okay. We appreciate that you made time to come anyway today, and we appreciate you for that. Thank you very much, Mfundisi.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
All right, that's Ngosi Mfundisi. That's how we end our conversation with the good pastor Ngwenya, who's been here to give us some insight, some time to understand what we're supposed to be talking about. A very difficult series of questions that need us to ponder upon it truthfully and honestly. Pastor Preacher Ngwenya was here, and now he's gone.
Adventist World Radio, SID Media. We are not general practitioners. We are specialists in Bible-based content.